Well, how do you come up with tonight's lineup? I'm just kind of been thinking, leaving certain guys home and going with others.
Players that we haven't seen, some guys coming off health, trying to get to some lines that we want to take a look at.
Okay. Safe to say there's still jobs to be won, or wouldn't you put it that way?
Yes. You're going to get opportunities and roles. And one of the nice things, one of the great things about being here in Winnipeg with the Moose here, we 23 is our max to start. There's going to be another 7 or 8 of these guys that are going to end up playing for us at some point this year. With injuries and opportunity, I would think that a bunch of the guys that get sent down this year, you know, you can honestly say you are right there, that you've got a chance and you're going to get a legitimate chance to come in. And there are times young players come up from the minors, you know they're going back, right? Then you just don't expect them to be able to sustain it. And then there's a time where a guy goes in and he doesn't ever have to come out of the lineup again if he's producing and playing well. So we're getting more and more of those kind of players that are at that stage.
Paul, how many jobs would you say are really up for grabs right now?
No, I don't have a number, to be quite honest with you. I would say there's 3 or 4 opportunities up front. But those are not, they're not long-term. These are part-time jobs that are available. And that's the difference is that may be true for players that have been here before or older players. You don't get to get the job on October 12th and keep it for the year. There's just too much competition now that you get to keep it for the week or a week or two. And if it falls off, somebody else gets that job. So I don't know the number.
Do all players react to that kind of pressure equally?
No, for some it's harder. For some, they know, you'll get lines like, well, the coach had confidence in me, he played me, right? That means I get to make as many mistakes as I want and I still get to play. But that's really a big part of passing through kind of that gate to full-time employment, to you being able to have a couple of tough weeks and you've got enough of a body of work or you've had enough success that the coach does stay with you a little bit longer. But there is a higher level of competition here now. There'll be players playing on the Moose this year that are fairly close to being ready, and then when they get their next chance, they have that chance to stay a little longer.
So much talk about the young guys this year. You had to remind us the other day, Ehlers is one of those young guys.
Yeah.
How would you describe...
Is Scheife a young guy?
Well, I think so too, yeah.
Right, but I'm wondering, because he's... Old guy? Okay, so you're right. And it's not just... I'm reminding you, I'm reminding myself, because when I watch practice this year at training camp, I watch it differently with him, right? So now... All of the potential rookies, pure rookies that have come in there, you watch every time they go up and down the ice. And I have to look for Nicky now if there's something, you know. But he's still going into that sophomore year where most players think somehow it gets easier and it doesn't because his role has changed, right? The last half of the season he started to play against the other team's best. And this year there'll be more pressure on him and that line to be good at both ends. And that's now the next phase for those guys to go through.
Can you put into words or describe from your perspective the amount of growth you've seen from him from last year's camp to where he is right now?
Last year's camp was not spectacular for Nicky, right? He had gone to the prospect camp, and I don't remember, but I don't think he had any kind of point production at all, but there were a lot of pieces to his game that we liked. So the scoring in preseason isn't a big sign that you're going to keep going. It's the other parts of your game, because this whole thing changes in a week, right? All the stats don't matter. Power play, penalty kill, because nobody's pre-scouted anything yet. Nobody has a plan for your power play yet, but everybody's going to have a plan starting next week. So you're going to start to see the young players that can process the game. For some of them, it actually gets easier. This whole thing is going to get faster, but for some young players, the game will get easier because the reads are cleaner out there. It happens faster, but there's only one guy coming to get you, but he's really coming to get you. So we're look at this camp, and is there enough comfort out there? Is there enough? And at that age, probably talent has a big part of it as well. Is there enough talent in the player? And then can he work hard enough at a high enough rate consistently that he can get through a 60-minute game and be pretty consistent with what we've seen? Those are the questions that we ask. So for Nick, he answered those other questions. There was enough in the games, and there was enough in the practices, and we thought we had the right people to start him with in the right hole that he got his opportunity. A real short answer for your original question was, from the video that I saw of him in the playoffs the year prior to the end of November, it was night and day. All the loop had come out of his game, and he still, you know, we left him with enough room to be creative, to go into holes maybe that you wouldn't want a player to, but because of how quick he is, you let him. But he had taken a lot of the negativity, shift length, going down easily on pucks, and he doesn't do that anymore. He made huge strides in it, but it was after training camp that really he got his education started.
I like that term loop. How do you kind of beat that out of a young star's game?
You will try to explain to them, and you know what? We actually see it in faster players more, which is a bit counterintuitive, but they want to come here and show you what they have. So a fast player is almost in constant motion at his young age because he wants to take off. The truly fast guys can stop and take off, right? They can show you that speed at just the right time into the right hole. Trying to convince them of that sometimes is, but Nicky learned that perfectly. Like, there's a lot less loop in his game, except he plays quite a bit faster now than he did at the start. Bit of a learning curve.
Are you planning to start the season without Jacob Trouba?
Oh, all the hypotheticals. I know he wasn't here today. I'll see about tomorrow. How about that? We got to have some sort of foundation, or we're going to be answering these questions every day. I'm hopeful to see Jake every day, but my phone hasn't rang.
Mm-hmm. How's that uncertainty affect your planning?
It doesn't even a little bit, because he's not here. If he was here and you thought he might leave, that's a bit of a problem, right? You're not sure. Are you developing a guy and playing a guy that's leaving in a week? That changes. We're just preparing the guys that are here to go, so it doesn't affect our planning at all.
So you are planning to start with that? Really, you have to plan that way?
Because he's not. Well, here. I did today.
Okay.
So unless something changes, I'm going to plan for tomorrow. Right? Okay. Yeah. I don't take his name down off the board every morning. Right? It's still on the board. It's just in a little different section of the board.
Okay. Where's Hellebuck on that board?
Well, he's with the other guys that are in camp.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in the middle somewhere.
Okay. What do you?
He's playing expect? Tonight. So actually, tonight he's at the top of it because he's going tonight. Yeah.
What are you expecting from him today?
A real solid performance, and like I said, if he goes in and throws a shutout, we're not giving him the Vezina, and if he gets beat by three, we're not sending him to Tulsa. So these games are more work for these guys. Again, it affects goalies the most. Preseason, I believe. The shots are different. The coverage is completely different. They're getting pucks coming at them from places they normally don't see. It affects the defensemen next, especially stay-at-home defensemen who make their living on reads, except the reads aren't anything like they're supposed to be. So those guys have a harder time in preseason, so I think you weigh what happens to them less.
Okay.